Well, I do take my responsibility here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo very seriously. I can't leave you in the lurch like this. So I've got to do another recording and tell you that I've really managed to do a much better shot with the Sulawesi coffee roasted by Horsham Coffee Roasters. I just tightened the grind, so a bit finer. Left my dosage at 18.5, which I thought was pretty good. And tightened, as I said, the grind a little bit and got a perfect, beautifully running extraction into now a 6 ounce flat white type of cup, because I wanted to put more milk to it as well. So it's quite nice because you can taste your shot before putting milk to it, so you also know what it would taste like in an espresso. And I've done just that, and I must say, frothing the milk and adding to that shot, adding some milk, has made a huge difference. First of all, it was already, the mouthfeel was better as an espresso, and I saw that immediately the way it ran through my naked portafilter. It slowed down a bit, not too much, very even extraction. The crema again was just beautiful, just uniform. And then putting milk to it, and I've got this cup here right in front of me. I actually drew quite a nice latte art, if I may say so myself. And I'm going to put my lips to it again. And it is, my God, it's really dampened down the citrus acidity. It's still a little bit there. It made it so sweet, the cup. Milk was really beautifully frothed. Full cream milk, of course. I, you know, don't drink much milk, but if you're gonna do it, you better do it right. And if you don't like milk a lot, well, you can always have a piccolo, or, well, I think for me, the maximum milk is a flat white, so 6 ounce cup would just be the maximum of milk that I can take, and I could never in my life drink milk on its own. But that's another big story that I had to overcome my total phobia almost about milk, because when I was a little kid, my mother, meaning well, made me drink cow warm milk, so milk straight out of a cow, and that for a child was just horrible. So it's only through embarking in the world of coffee that I had to slowly but surely overcome my phobia of milk. And I first got around this by using oats milk, by using almond milk, I don't like soya milk, sorry, that's kind of got this kind of horrible papery taste. But that was a good start. And then from one day to the next, I thought, come on, Elizabeth, that's not good enough. You've got to try the real thing, because the majority of people do drink milk and like milk-based drinks. So to be fair to all the roasters, I've got to overcome that phobia. And actually it took me, you know, it's all in the head. When you've grown a little bit and you know that you can be the master of your mind, that's what you got to do. And so what I did, and I'm very happy about that. So, sorry, I digress. Back to the Sulawesi coffee, PT Toahko Tana Toraya. There's more to that etiquette. It also says Pango Pango Perindingan. Right. So that's all this. The varietal is, they put a lot on their coffee bags, Horsham Coffee Roaster, which is great. For people who are into coffee, that is amazing. So the varietal is a typical derivatives. Interesting. So maybe a mutation, but a derivative of Typica. Of course, there's Bourbon and Typica, which are the two main strains of Arabica varietals. And so that's interesting. Another thing that makes me chuckle is this coffee and the Tanzanian as well were roasted on the 21st of April. I will let you into a secret. That is actually my birthday. So I'm not surprised that these two coffees are beautiful. No, I just joke. Am joking. But they are. I mean, if I should choose between the two, I think as an espresso neat, I prefer the Tanzanian. Also, I never had it as a flat white, but I had it as a piccolo. And it was also beautiful. Takes to milk very well. Maybe a bit more chocolatey notes coming through with the milk on the Tanzanian. This one just becomes extremely sweet. And what is so interesting is that that citric acidity, which was really almost overwhelming in the espresso, is not there anymore. So let me take another sip before I tell a white lie, but I don't think I am. No, it is beautiful. It becomes a very easy drink and really is delicious. But I will say again, to the defense of these beans, which I'm sure have been roasted with a lot of attention and beautifully roasted, they were uniform and really lovely, is that my very first shot on my first recording was a little bit too fast. So I think that's why the citrusy acidity, that lime acidity came through a bit too much and hit you. I hadn't put milk to that first shot because I thought that's not going to do it justice either. But that second extraction was really, really beautiful. And as the espresso as well, it was toned down, this acidity. It became, the body was better, became a bit more velvety, was great. But with milk, absolutely sensational. I mean, I don't think you will turn this coffee away if you're served it with the right amount of milk, and it's a really lovely coffee. So I'm so glad I persisted. You have to. As I said, the responsibility of a barista is huge because you are the end of that long chain, and you are serving coffee to people who maybe don't know much about coffee, but they need to leave your shop with a lovely experience. So I'm really glad I did that. In fact, here, I tell you what, at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, that's all I do. I try to perfect everything where I come into the equation because it is really important. If I'm going to review something, if I'm going to showcase something, I better have done it as best as I can. Of course, I'm not perfect by no means and no stretch of the imagination, but I'm trying hard and I'm getting better and better. As well, we never stop learning in coffee. It is a world that just fascinates me so much. And this is why I'm going on and on. So I will stop this recording now. The sun's come out as well. And I will leave you just with that note. Try as many coffees as you possibly can. And try as many different brewing methods as you possibly can. So that you can really be discerning and find your sweet spot. Find what you love about coffee and just enjoy it. So this is Coffee Mumbo Jumbo signing out from another lovely morning of playing around with coffees. Thanks again to Horsham Coffee Roasters. And I hope to be tasting more coffees of you. You're doing a great job.